Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome to Talk Up with Trina. This is your fabulous host, Trina Kirkland. And thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Monday, August the 27th, 2018. Yes, this year is just slipping on by us. Yes, it is. It is going. Have you met your goals? Have you set your goals? How are you progressing? Well, I am going to give you an update on me and tell you what I've been doing. I'm sure if you listened to the station in the past, I've not been as active recently. The reason being that started in January, I started out with a fracture on my foot. And now I have in July, I have a fractured ankle, which I had to have surgery on, and so I'm just getting ready to start therapy on that now, but I am just determined that I am not going to let this die, okay? So I am here, and I will be starting to do another reading, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Other than that, I have not been back to work yet. Actually, I did have a class. I had another instructor sit in on a class for me. So I have had some classes, but not doing anything. You know what? Actually, I have. I even went to see some patients on Saturday. I had to have somebody else to take me. I'm not back full time, but I'm getting my stride back. Not bearing weight. Like I said, I start therapy this week for my ankle fracture, but the good thing is that, you know, no matter how bad everybody tried to make it seem, I'm just glad it wasn't my right foot, because then I wouldn't be able to drive. So thank God for the left ankle fracture. Okay. All right then. And what else? I have been accepted into a doctorate program. I think I talked about that I was applying. I have been accepted into one. I'm waiting to finish the application process for the other one, and then I will decide which one I am going to take, and I will give you an update on that. I did actually thought last week that I was going to take one over the other, but I am going to wait because I think I want the one that I'm waiting for. So pray for me on that one. And what else is going on with Trina? Not a lot. Still enjoying my text crisis counseling. Had my first session back after my fracture last month, this morning. So I decided I'd take a little less active shift this morning before I prepare for my shift that I usually do on Tuesday mornings, which is tonight, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. It's a lot more busy. So I got through my shift this morning, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm well prepared for my shift tonight. All right, so getting back to my reading. So I will be starting to read the book by Joyce Meyer, and it's called Discovering the Joy of Being the Person God Made You to Be. So each day, each time I come up for a reading, it has a section, a little section that's a Bible verse that called God's Word for You. And then it goes into the ways that you can be the person that God's made you to be. So, for instance, today we have God's Word for You. It's from Ephesians 3 and 17. I'll read that later. And then the how you can be the person God made you to be, it's by self-acceptance. So I will be right back to read that, and we'll have some thoughts and see how that goes. All right, enjoy and stay tuned. May Christ, through your faith, dwell in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Ephesians 3 and 17. And the author explains during that verse that dwell means to settle down, abide, and make a permanent home. So, in other words, may Christ, through your faith, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. And again, that is Ephesians 3 and 17. Self-acceptance. During my years of ministry, I have discovered that most people really don't like themselves. This is a very big problem, much bigger than one might think initially. It is certainly not God's will for his children to feel this way. Rather, it is a part of Satan's attempt to ruin us. If we don't get along with ourselves, we won't get along with other people. When we reject ourselves, it may seem to us that others reject us as well. Relationships are a vital part of our lives. How we feel about ourselves is a determining factor in our success in life and in relationships. Our self-image is the inner picture we carry of ourselves. If what we see is not healthy, not true to the scriptures, we will suffer from fear, insecurity, and various misconceptions about ourselves. For many years, it devastated my own life. God is a God of hearts. Amen. He sees our heart, not just the exterior shell we live in, the flesh. The flesh that seems to get us into so much trouble. Our Father in heaven never intended for us to feel bad about ourselves. He wants us to know ourselves and yet accept ourselves in the same way that he does. So if God accepts us in all his glory, in all of his honor, in all that he is, why is it so hard for us to accept ourselves? That's the question I have for us today. Why can't we accept ourselves? If Almighty God accepts you, why can't you accept yourself? And the author leaves us with this thought. Jesus came to us to bring restoration to our lives. One of the things he came to restore is a healthy, balanced self-image. We will never be perfect. We were never created to be perfect. There was only one perfect, and that's the only perfect there will ever be. So accept yourself, be who you are, love yourself, and know that God accepts you and he loves you. So in order to be the person that God made you to be, one of the first things we have to do is to accept ourselves. Thank you so much for listening to the intro to self-acceptance and being the person God made you to be in the book by Joyce Meyer.